Good morning. We're starting Klal Amud Beis. Klal Amud Beis is halachos on the Siyas Kapayim Tachron El Amatzeach. There are 35 simonim in Klal Amud Beis. Of the 35 simonim, 32 deal with Birchus Kahanim, and 3 of them deal with Tachron and Ashrei and El Amatzeach, and basically the end of davening, all the way through the end of davening. Including Aleinu. That's so. Lamed Gimel is Tachanun, Lamed Aleph is Ashrei Lanatzeach, and Lamed Hey is Aleinu. So there are 32 simonim dealing with the Birchus Kahanim Duchening. So for the people which are Kahanim, a lot of these halachas are very relevant. For the Yisraelim, they are not so relevant, and since most of the people which are listening are not Kahanim, we're not going to go through all of this inside. We're going to pick out various different points which are relevant either to the Yisraelim directly, or will give them at least a basic understanding of what happens during Duchening. Suggestion was made that to make a record a separate shiur, which will go through the details, one longer shiur, about a half an hour long, to go through, or something of that sort, go through the halachas for the Kahanim, and we can make a link for the Kahanim who would like to listen to that. That being said, let's just start. The mitzvah of Birchus Kahanim is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Kahanim to give a bracha to the nation. There's a mitzvah to give a bracha. The Mishmur brings from the Haredim, that the Haredim says that at the same time there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to receive the bracha. Therefore, it's appropriate for the Yisraelim to stay focused on what the Kahanim is saying and listen to it and say Amen, and thereby receive the bracha. So the Kos of Orchus B'nai Yisrael Mor Lehem means you have to say to them, they have to be involved, listening, etc. So the mitzvah applies really on both sides, the Kahanim and the Om. The next point which he says over here is that the deceased Kahanim requires a minyan. The Kohanim count for the minyan. We're going to skip that inside. And now skip down 4 lines. If the Kohen does not have any reasons, valid reasons not to duchen, which we'll see later on what those are, and he does not go up to the duchen, is over by say. He has been mavatal the mitzvahs that say in the Torah of duchening. But he's only over the mitzvah of duchening if he's been told to duchen. So where do we get that source from? So when they are told to do so, they have a chiyuv to duchen. If they are not told to do so, they do not have a chiyuv, the mitzvah of the Torah, to duchen, and therefore if they don't duchen, they're not being mevatel mitzvah to say. And this is why the Shat says the phrase kayanim, or somebody, if you follow minhag agrua, the Shat does not say it, but rather somebody else in the kahal says kayanim, to call out to the kayanim, it's time for you to do your mitzvah. If that's not said, the mitzvah of the Raisa does not exist. So that's why that minhag, exists. It's because it's a mikra din, it affects the status of the whole duchen in total. Okay. Then he says that this is all talking about that the kohen has not done duchening once that day, but he's already done duchening once that day in a different minyan. He is not mechuyev to do it again. He is allowed to do it again, and this happens sometimes. You have a shul which has limited amount of kahanim, so the kahanim might do a chesed and attend the various different minyanim in order to duchen more than one time, that people should receive the bracha. The kohen is not mechuyev to do so. The kohen is doing that out of the goodness of his heart, and you have to have a karas hatov. That's Simon Aleph. Simon Beis. So the Chayyam is going to tell us that there are 5 points about duchening, of how it has to be done. based on the psukim, there are five points of how Tukhan has to be done. And Beis Hashem, on the following year, we will go through what those 5 points are. Meanwhile, have a good day.